In today's video, we have two remarkable anecdotes about Padre Pio's miraculous bilocations, through which he brought healing to a young girl and a little baby. Stay tuned. Welcome back to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Our story begins with little Lucia, born in 1916 to Alfonso and Rachel Pennelli, known to all as Lucetta. In 1922, tragedy struck as Lucia fell seriously ill with meningitis, an infection affecting the brain and spinal cord membranes. Unfortunately, all we can do is wait for her death, the doctor told Lucia's parents. He then added, "Those of you who believe, hope for a miracle. I can no longer do anything." Time went on, and little Lucia slipped into a coma. Her family had given up hope, and her mother started sewing her a little dress for her little coffin, as was customary in the region. However, on that very night, something remarkable unfolded. Lucia's mother saw Padre Pio standing by her daughter's bedside. He took her hand, touched her pulse, and then disappeared. At 4 a.m., to everyone's astonishment, Lucia emerged from her coma. Her father ran to the convent to thank Padre Pio. Upon their meeting, Padre Pio responded, "Let's go to the church to thank the Madonna." Once Lucia had fully recovered, her parents brought her to the convent to meet Padre Pio. Upon seeing her, Padre Pio joyfully exclaimed, "Here's the resurrected dead." After warm greetings, he turned to Lucia and said, "Dear Lucetta, do you know why you're not dead?" "Because the carpenter didn't have time to measure your coffin. Our Lady came first." Lucia Pennelli eventually died on November 9, 1996, a full 80 years after her miraculous recovery. Each time Padre Pio saw her, he would greet her with these words, "Behold the resurrected dead." And that concludes our first story. Our second story comes from a Belgian priest named Gerard Helsen, who recounts that in 1967, during his travels to the Philippines, he took a moment to visit a Spanish couple who had just welcomed their first child. Whilst the baby was born healthy, it bore an eye-catching birthmark across its face that marred its appearance. The mother, somewhat embarrassed, explained that the child was born this way and that correcting this imperfection would be challenging, according to the doctors. When it was time to bid farewell, the mother asked Father Helsen if he had heard of Padre Pio from Italy, who was said to be a miracle worker. Father Helsen then recalled that he had received a photograph of Padre Pio just days earlier from Belgium. He found it among his belongings and handed it to her. Weeks passed, and Father Helsen came back to visit the couple again. But when he saw the infant, he couldn't believe his eyes. "Is this the same child I saw before?" he questioned. The mother reassured him that it was. "But how did this change happen exactly?" Father Helsen inquired. "You see," the mother explained, "Padre Pio was here and played with him. After he left, I put the little one down for his usual nap. When I came back to pick him up, I was almost shocked. The room was filled with a fragrance. How is this possible when nobody in the house uses perfume? But an even bigger surprise came when I held him in my arms. The birthmark on his face had completely vanished." Father Helsen explains that the mother was illiterate, meaning she couldn't have read anything about Padre Pio. She had no clue about his special ability to be in different places at once or about the mystical fragrance associated with him. No one had ever shared these details with her. When Father Helsen informed her that such occurrences were a regular part of Padre Pio's life, she could only manage to whisper, "Many thanks, many thanks." End of story. Indeed, many thanks to Padre Pio, and also to Our Lady, to whom Padre Pio credited these amazing miracles. May these stories remind us to always be grateful for the many graces we receive in our lives, the ones we are aware of and the ones we are not. Padre Pio, pray for us. Our Lady, pray for us. Thank you for listening. Please do share this video to help our channel grow. And please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories or our playlist Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You will find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.